Nolte, Seattle politician calls police she defunded over crime she wants legalized. By John Nolte on December 17, 2020. Seattle City Councilwoman Lisa Herbold voted to defund the police and then called these same police to report a misdemeanor crime she basically wants to see legalized. According to local media, this left-wing lunatic called the police last week after a man reportedly threw a rock at her living room window. She told the police, the same police she voted to defund, that she was on the west side of the living room near the kitchen when she heard a loud noise that sounded like a gunshot and dove into the kitchen for cover. All good, except Herbold has proposed a bill that would give the man who allegedly hurled this rock what amounts to a free pass from prosecution. A bill that would effectively legalize the crime committed against her. The model on which Herbold's proposal is based would tell prosecutors to consider dismissing charges against a suspect experiencing symptoms of a behavioral health disorder while they committed the crime. What is considered a behavioral health disorder? Well, a lot, as defined by RCW 71.05.020. Mental disorder means any organic, mental, or emotional impairment which has substantial adverse effects on a person's cognitive or volitional function. In other words, you could claim you experienced symptoms of anxiety during the crime. But how could the prosecution prove otherwise? Scott Lindsay, former public safety advisor to Mayor Ed Murray, noted in a white paper that there is no practical way for a prosecutor to disprove a defendant's claim that they are experiencing symptoms of a mental disorder. In other words, according to Herbold's own proposal, if caught, all the alleged rock hurler would have to do is claim that at the time of the incident, he was suffering from emotional stress over his economic situation, or that he was depressed and dealing with anxiety and trauma, or heroin withdrawal. Which sounds to me like pretty much every criminal in the world. On top of that, her proposal would include a poverty defense that would make it impossible to prosecute someone of a misdemeanor, shoplifting, DUI, harassment, trespassing, unlawful use of a weapon, etc., if the crime was committed to meet an immediate and basic need, or the alleged perpetrator was suffering from addiction or a mental disorder. So this guy could say he was breaking her window to break in and steal her TV to resell it for drugs or food, and he walks. Or he was breaking into her residence to make himself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and wash it down with nice, cold glass of milk, and he walks. This is just typical of the left. This horrible woman has no problem cutting police budgets and hamstringing law enforcement, until it affects her. You see, now that this has happened to her, she wants the police right there to investigate a misdemeanor. Everyone else in Seattle can go pound sand, as long as the left-wing princess is protected. Police and justice for me, but not for thee. I'm trying to pretend like I care, but I don't. Not really. The idiots in Seattle chose to have this lunatic govern them. So this is their problem, not mine. If Seattle's morons won't be governed by lunatics, it's a free country. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.